It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
All right, well, my buddy, actually both these guys are my buddies, are kind of in a dispute. I mean, we might actually, hold on, let's go to court on this one. We might actually have to go and talk to the judge. One buddy let another buddy $500 because, well, he was in a tight spot. I don't know the reason, even though I'm friends with both people, why they asked for the money. But the person felt compelled, like, yeah, here's $500. Well, that guy that borrowed the money didn't pay my buddy back when he got his tax returns. Instead, he went and put it as a down payment for like a $35,000 or $40,000. It's badass, I'll tell you that. A truck, but I don't know. I told my buddy, I'm like, dude, you might as well just expect not to get your money back. 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know what you think about the situation. What should go down? Live the web, girl. What are people saying?
Nico says he needs to steal the truck until he pays him back.
That's it. Commit a crime and go to jail.
And then Kel says, never lend money you can't afford to lose. That being said, totally sucks for Joe's friend that lent the money. If there's no paper trail that the friend would pay back, then it won't hold up in court.
All right, 317-239-1009. Travis is on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I don't know how close your friends are. Are these like, we're like brothers, or are we just, hey, buddy, can you help me?
We're because adult friends. It's not childhood memories, but I think we've known each other now for 5-7 years. Good chunk of time.
Yeah, I would whoop his ass. $500, and then you go buy a 40,000 truck. There's an old saying that I'm going to beat you like you owe me money. You owe me money, bro. Or you can exchange services. If I need help with something, you better help. You better jump at the chance. My lawn needs mowed, something.
Yeah, landscaping.
Yeah, that's like for the whole summer. That's lawn.
Like, for real, because nah, man, you playing with my money. You playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Ooh!
You know what, Travis? If that was the case, I'd rather just have you beat my ass. It sounds like a lot of work. Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you've actually been in a similar situation?
Yeah, like, okay, so for instance, say you let a friend move in with you. Yeah, you may put him as like a co-signer on a lease. Well, technically, if they're not an actual household, then legally you have to give them 30 days to move out, but legally they're not responsible for any sort of money. Or if you add a friend to your phone line, per se, too, you're hoping that because of the friendship that they can respect you enough to pay the money, mm-hmm. but they're not legally obligated to have to pay you anything because everything is in your name.
Did you find that out the hard way, Taylor?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. How much money do they owe you?
Like $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Because not only did they not pay the bill, but they turned the phone in and went to another company.
Oh, wow.
Dang. They just upgraded to something else. All right. Well,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, they did.
Thanks, Taylor, for sharing. I'd be pissed. Kevin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say for Joe Wants to Know?
Lucky number, Kevin.
Well, I wanted to say that, if I have the money and I'm willing to give it to my friend, I should expect not to get it back. That's how friendships work. You want to be in a situation where your friendship is defined by how much money you can, expect to get back from them. You know, if you're willing to give your friend $500, you should expect that back. Or, is it worth your friendship? $500 worth losing a friendship?
No, but how about this? I won't say who, but we actually had a lot of coworkers that had a lot of problems last year, just personal things that happened, like acts of God. And we all chipped in around Christmas and gave this person money to help after a fire that they had. We did not expect any of that money, and it wasn't borrowing it. We gave it to him as a gift. I think that's one thing. But if Alex is like, hey, I got to get my brakes or whatever fixed, and I don't have the money right now, whatever, she went and bought a bunch of chicken nuggets and was broke. Yeah, I expect that money back for getting new brakes, for sure. I think
last year,
two different things.
Last year, one of my paychecks accidentally got botched, and a bunch of the money, it was just a total accident, and a bunch of money that I was owed on one check, like, didn't come. It was,
oh my gosh.
But it was supposed to, like, it accidentally got moved to the other check, and I had bought like a flight and all this stuff, and I was gonna have to cancel my flight because I couldn't afford to do all that.
Yeah, you didn't have the money.
Yeah, and so the company was nice enough to lend me the money in advance of the next check. Because
show me the money!
Because it was an accounting error. Like, it was like, hardly any of the money that I normally make was on my check.
I find that interesting, because that accounting error happened to everybody on the show, and I didn't get my money until the next paycheck. Once again, showing this company doesn't give a damn about me! Oh, sorry, that was awkward.